everyone. This is Dr. Cheryl Silman, and welcome to What Women Must Know. Thank you for joining me for another episode of really empowering conversations that will support you in your health and well-being and allow you to make informed decisions. And that really is what the show is all about, is to give you more knowledge, more insight, more of an ability to make the choices that support you. No one actually can really tell anyone else what to do, but if we had the knowledge, if we have the information, the most accurate, truthful information, then we can truly make the most informed decisions possible regarding our well-being. And as always, I have great interviews and great conversations in store for you today. Before we go there, please, if you have not yet liked me on my Facebook page, which is What Women Must Know, you can just like me over there because I post all the archive shows from not only this show, What Women Must Know, but also the other podcast that I have on Progressive Radio Network, which is called The Love Code, which is more of a spiritual focus and orientation, quite uplifting and empowering and healing guests. So if you go over to What Women Must Know, you will like me there on my Facebook page. You'll get those shows. And if you go to my website, which is drcherylselman.com, then I will also email all the archive shows to you there, along with other great information that I share on a pretty regular basis. So hope you'll be joining me and become a part of this community. Okay, well, I want to talk today about water. I find the subject of water just gets more and more fascinating because there's so much more to water than we've ever realized. It's quite a miraculous substance. It's critical for life in ways that we never knew. And it's not just about hydration anymore. And because of that, we're going to have an exploration on water and some of the amazing features of water and how to enhance and optimize the quality and structure of your water so you can receive all these benefits. So I recently was reading a podcast by Dr. Tom Cowan, and if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I've interviewed Dr. Cowan a couple of times. I find his work really inspirational. He's one of those people that I really look up to and learn from and keep being inspired by. And in one of his podcasts, newsletters, I think, he actually mentioned a technology in the form of a glass flask that has unique properties in structuring water. And I was pretty fascinated what he had to say. And as a result, I've contacted the company, and I'm talking to the president of the company. So let me introduce Brian to you. Brian Morris is the president of Healthy Life, LLC, the U.S. distributor of Flaska. In 2012, during a visit to California, a visit with friends involved in causes driven towards health and environmental sustainability, he was introduced to Flaska, a glass refillable water bottle with amazing properties. Though not familiar with the product or the water structuring abilities it possessed, he set out on a mission to learn. After a trip to Slovenia, the home of Flaska, and many hours of reading, Brian was convinced that this product was something he wanted to be involved with. It was not only made out of the safest material for storage and consumption of liquids, but is also made from the most highly recyclable product, which is glass. And to learn all about structured water and this unique bottle that is created in Slovenia and then shipped over, I guess, all over the world, is my guest today, Brian Morris. And I'm looking forward to our conversation. So hello, Brian, and welcome.
Well, hello, Dr. Selman. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, you're so welcome. I always love how people find themselves on their path and their purpose, and it sounds like, unbeknownst to you, you found yours on a visit.
I never thought when I went to California on that trip that it would really change, you know, the way I, you know, looked at water, the way I looked at kind of the health benefits of water, and really, in you know, this product itself, Flashka, it's really an amazing product, and it's such a pleasure to be able to bring it to the States and have it available for everyone here in the States. I just love it. And like you said, who would have thought? I was just going out there to visit a friend, and then it wound up being a part of my life. So it's a wonderful thing.
So what were you doing before you got involved with this new venture?
Well, I was actually a business consultant, and still am. I still do business consulting. And so I was actually the person that I went to visit in California, because I went to get my executive MBA degree, and he was a part of my cohort. And so and we hit it off pretty well. And so he lived in San Francisco, and I live in Wisconsin. And so decided to go visit him for a weekend. But, you know, business consulting has always been my life's work. And then Flashka entered into it, and it's become a very big part of my life.
So you went to visit this friend, and tell us what happened and how you got introduced to this unique product.
Yeah, it was kind of an interesting situation. He was unexpectedly, he had another friend come to visit, Randy Huntington. Randy actually works for different sports teams around the world. I believe he's working with the Chinese Olympic team right now. But Randy at the time was selling weightlifting equipment, and he was in Europe and at a trade show when he ran across Flashka, and he was introduced to it, and they gave him some of the Flashka bottles that he brought back to the States. And Randy is working in weightlifting and muscle toning and stuff like that. Randy was a real big believer in quantum physics and you know, kind of the water and the benefits of water. And so this really intrigued him. And so we were at this friend's house, mutual friend's house, and he goes, I got something over in Europe. You got to see this. It's the most amazing thing I've ever come across. And so he took one of the bottles out of his suitcase, and he filled it up with water, and he let it sit for like 10 minutes. And then he filled up a glass with water out of the same tap. We were watching him. And then he filled up from the Flashka bottle, he filled up another glass. And then he made me turn around, and he kind of did the Pepsi taste challenge. He kind of moved the glasses around so I didn't know which was which. And then I tasted both of the waters, the glasses of water, and I went, he says, well, which one do you like better? Which one, you know, seems different to you? And I said, well, this one right here, it's obviously different. What did you do to it? And he says, I just put it in that glass bottle. That's all I did to it. And I said, no way. It tastes like cleaner, it tastes fresher, it tastes crisper. There's just something, you did something to it. And he said, no. He says, I put it in this bottle. He says, it structured the water, right? Because water coming out of the tap is very unstructured. He says, it restructured the water back to like it is coming out of nature. If you've ever drank it out of a spring or even out of a waterfall, I filled my bottle up in the waterfall in Telluride one year, and it's wonderful tasting fresh, clean water like that. But I said, oh my God. I said, this is amazing, and tell me the story about this. And so Randy went on to tell me the story about how he ran into Max over in Europe, the owner of Flashka, and he said, well, Max is looking for somebody to distribute his bottles here in the United States. I got home, and I immediately called Europe, and I immediately called Slovenia, and I says, you got to tell me more about this. And And that was the beginning of my work with Flashka.
Okay, so tell us what you learned about Flashka and what it does and why you were so impressed with it and its unique features.
Yeah, it's a I love it. One of the reasons I love Flashka is because it's a glass product, right? It's a glass water bottle. What I was able to after I talked to Max on the phone, it was probably about a couple months later that he asked me to come over to Europe, to come to Slovenia and see their operation, to see the Flashka water bottle in production. And so I went over there, and what they do, right, is they program the silicone, the sand that all glass is made of, right? They program that with vibrational energy, and he showed me the line where they have the Oregon cannons, and every bottle gets programmed for 90 minutes, so that it receives this this vibrational energy into the glass, it's held there in the silicone in the glass, and then as you fill it up with water, it transfers that vibrational energy into the water, and then the water becomes very structured, right? Water just breaks down. It loses its molecular shape and structure as it just gets very stagnant, and that energy, which is very natural, it's in nature, right? That's why water coming out of nature is very structured, right? Because it's around all that vibrational energy from the earth all the time, right? And so this water bottle, right, gets programmed with this energy, and because it's portable, right, you have structured water with you wherever you go. It then transfers that, and it, like I said, it just, it's hard to really describe the difference, but every one of the people I've sold water bottles to, and I've sold them to tens of thousands of people now in the last 8 years, and there hasn't been a person that hasn't said, this is the most amazing thing I've ever owned, because it just makes water, you know, something I want to drink again.
So can you tell us more about what they do in Slovenia? Who is the founder of this? And tell us more about the Oregon technology that they use to organize. Well, they program the silicon, which is like a crystal, right? So they program the crystal, the silicon that glass is made with this frequency. So can you give us more of that background story?
Yeah, it's interesting because Max, and I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name, unfortunately. Max, he's got a very Slovenian last name. He actually he was a police officer over in Slovenia, and then he grew up on a farm, and him and his wife, and they grew strawberries, and where his knowledge of structured water came from was in his watering of his strawberry fields. He was trying to improve the yield. He was trying to improve the flavor. He was just trying to do different things to improve his strawberry production. And so he started reading and came about structure. He started reading about structured water, and decided that he was going to and use an inline structuring device that could water his strawberry fields. Well, he started getting better yields of strawberries, more flavorful strawberries, bigger strawberries, and his people came from all around to buy Max's strawberries. And so he said, well, there's got to be a way to get this technology, right, into something that we can drink out of, right? And there's different, you mentioned, Dr. Selman, different devices. There's there's different devices that you can use. You can put actually a device on your in-home water line that will structure the water, which is, again, is an excellent thing to do. But the nice thing about the Flask bottle is, right, again, it's portable and you can take it with you. And so, again, he started looking into different means and how he could do the structuring, and he came across these Oregon cannons that transfer this vibrational energy, right, into the glass, right? And so he started experimenting with different types of bottles, different types of glass with these Oregon cannons, and he finally came across the right combination of glass and these, with the use of this cannon, with this information that was transferred into the glass. And he started, and he used that, and he took that to Dr. Emoto's lab, because he knew that how important Dr. Emoto's research was with water structure. And he took the bottle to Dr. Emoto's lab, and he had it tested. Right, I want to see what type of qualities my bottle can give to water, and again through different variations of the work Max did, he took that bottle to his lab and found that our bottle, is just does an exceptional job of creating that crystalline structure of water, which, again, when it's that molecular structure is so good, right, it's that much better for us, because that's really what our bodies are made up of, is structured water.
It's so fascinating, actually, because water is such a big story. I'm looking at the Flasco website out of the EU, out of Slovenia. And you were saying that that Max took his technology to Dr. Emoto. For people who may not be aware of who Dr. Emoto is, Dr. Emoto has this claim to fame because he has shown, by freezing the crystals of water when water has been exposed to certain words that he would tape onto the bottle, or people had certain thoughts that they projected into the water, that the water is a carrier of information and would alter the structure, which he would find by freezing that water and looking at the crystal formation of the water after it's been exposed to negative thoughts, positive thoughts, people who are dealing with angry thoughts. And he did all sorts of experiments, right? And it showed how water holds this energy, this that's represented in its structure according to what is programmed into it. Pretty fascinating. So when I looked at the Flaska, is that how you say it?
Flaska. Yep.
Flaska's website, anyone can check this out. There is a photo of the water that is out of the tap in Japan where Dr. Emoto was. He's passed now. I think this is son carrying on the work. There's someone carrying on his work.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway. The lab is still. Yeah. Definitely. They're still
it's
carrying
still
on.
Okay.
Course. Yeah. Absolutely.
So there is. So there's a crystal photograph of the water out of the tap, and it's totally chaotic and discombobulated. There's no shape. There's no structure to it. And then there's a photo that I'm looking at that was made in Dr. Emoto's lab using the Flaska technology in 2013, and how it altered the shape of the water when it was frozen so they could see the crystals into this beautiful harmonious, amazing crystal shape. Absolutely stunning, you know, kind of six-pointed star. And, you know, a picture's worth a thousand words, right, Brian? And a picture's worth a thousand words. You can talk about all this stuff, but when you understand that water is a carrier of information into every single cell of our body and allowing that information to support and optimize the functioning of every cell, or if it is unstructured and chaotic, the information that is being delivered is one of chaos and unstructuring of the functioning of ourselves.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's so important that, you know, again, structure water within our bodies. And the thing about hydration is that, you know, water acts as a detoxifier, right? It flushes your body of toxins. But a lot of times, if you're drinking very unstructured water, you're not absorbing enough water, and thus, right, you're not getting the hydration you need. And not even to say that people don't drink enough water today, because we have way too many options of things we can drink, but those things don't give you the benefits, like you mentioned, the energies and the information to your body that your body just craves and needs, right? And so by giving it that structured water, you're not only, you know, flushing the toxins, but you're also, you know, hydrating yourself so much better, which is, you know, good for the brain. It's good for thinking. It's good for muscle tone. It's good for your skin. It's good for everything. And water just fabulous. You know, that's what we're made up of, is water. And the more, you know, good water we can give ourselves, you know, the better we're going to feel.
Okay, here's a question I have. So you can take your tap water, fill it with all the chemicals that we find in tap water, and then you put it in this flask. For how much time does it require to transfer that frequency into the water so it allows it to be structured? How long do you have it there?
Usually 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes is all it needs to be in the bottle.
Okay, so you put the water in the bottle and you drink it. What happens to the chemicals that you get out of tap water? Or should you not use tap water? Should you be using purified water in some form and then put it in the flask?
We always encourage people to use some sort of purified water or, you know, filtered water of some kind, because there can be some, you know, those toxins in the water. But the one of the things that the flask does is, because it structures the water, what it does is the chemicals or the toxins that are in the water, and again, I'm not going to say it gets rid of like awful things, but if it's like you know, fluoride, basically it's going to destructure or unstructure the other molecules that are in the water, because now you're getting the water that's basically making up the structure, right? You have that very structured substance now, but again, the other chemicals basically, I don't want to say, they, for lack of a better term, dilute themselves. And so though they're there, right, we can't get rid of those. They're less potent as they would be if you just drank straight out of the tap. But again, we always encourage, you know, people whenever possible, right, try to use some sort of purified or filtered water, you know, for drinking.
Okay, so you know, water is such a fascinating medium. It's a universal solvent, as you said. It's incredibly necessary for detoxifying. Something like 98% of our body is made of water. So we have really debased water in our culture. There's work from Victor Schauberger
mm-hmm.
is a really interesting Austrian who did a lot of work, I guess, in the 30s, 40s. And he found that when water flowed in a natural manner out of streams, which had, you know, curves and it would just go around bends, and that whole structuring, the natural flow of water creates a vortex that has a totally different impact on the structuring of water. And then there's the work of Dr. Gerald Pollack. And Dr. Pollack has looked at what he calls the fourth phase of water and how in the cells, if you have the right kind of structured water within your cells, then that unique form of structured water takes the quality of a gel, which is why it's called fourth phase of water. And that it's not just about hydration at this point. What he has found is that you have to have the right kind of structured water within the cell to allow that fourth phase of water to facilitate how proteins are folded and unfolded, which means how DNA is being created, how to create energy in the cells. In fact, you've got to have the right form of water, this fourth phase of water that facilitates the mitochondria functioning. I mean, it's a huge story. It's far beyond just getting proper hydration into the cells. It's getting the kind of information that will keep water in this fourth phase. So all of the key information that cells need to get the DNA information there so you can actually perform the functions is necessitated by the right type of water, I would say. So does that make sense to you, Brian?
Yes.
That's how I understand it.
You're absolutely right. I mean, it's just, it is so much more than the hydration, right? Like you said, it's and the work that Gerald Pollack is doing is just phenomenal work in the fourth phase of water, because it does talk so much about you know, what we never thought, right, about water, different ways of thinking about water. And that's the one thing that you mentioned, you know, how water is been kind of taken a back seat, unfortunately, because it is so important in everything we you know, do to function in life. But one of the biggest struggles with this idea of structured water is people don't accept it. They don't understand it. They don't want to be educated by it. They don't want to learn about it. And as I got into working with Flash and learning more about structured water and the importance of it, it really, you know, opened my eyes. But going to trade shows and different things to talk to people about structured water was very disheartening, because people were just like, that's a bunch of, you know, bull, you know, you're just trying to sell a gimmick. And I'm like, no, you guys don't understand. This is not about selling a gimmick. It's about, like, you know, the energy and the, you know, there's so much to learn about water. It's incredible. I mean, there's a water conference, right, that travels to different parts, you know, Australia, Europe, different areas of the world every year, where these, you know, scientists get together and talk about, you know, how the, you know, Gerald Pollack and Victor, you know, Schauberger back in the day, you know, years and years ago, but about how, you know, we have to open our eyes up and understand that, right, water covers most of our earth for a reason, right? Because it is so important to everything we do, right? The energy, the building of the DNA, and you know, the information that it transmits throughout the body, it's incredible. And I mean, it's just fascinating to be a part of this.
Well, it is really fascinating. I've had many people on the show. We've talked about reverse osmosis water. We've talked about the Kintan marine plasma, which I take. We've talked about a technology that is called iWater, which aligns the molecular structure so it can enter into the cell through the one molecule wide cell membrane channel. We've talked to people who have the water conference and the hydration association. I've been really fascinated by water because it has educated me to appreciate we're just, it's far beyond just cleaning up the water, which is really important. That's why I have, I used to have a, underwater purification system, and then I learned about this fantastic reverse osmosis technology that sits on top of my counter. So it's a really simple technology to use, but it takes everything out, far more so than even reverse osmosis, the normal kind. So, or the filter type that I was using. So I've been doing everything that I know of to enhance the water, but what people need to understand what we're, when we're talking about the power of water to heal, it's not just cleaning it up. That's the first step. It doesn't necessarily, if you do a good reverse osmosis technology, it doesn't have anything to do with structuring the water. It just takes all the crap out of the water, right? So we take all the gunk out. But you're still left with unstructured water, which means you do not get the right information into the cells to perform all the key functions. You know, a statistic I've always remembered, Brian, is that the cell performs 100,000 biochemical reactions per second. And that is almost incomprehensible to, you know, to even think about. 100,000 biochemical reactions occur in every single cell of the body every second. And all of those 100,000 biochemical reactions must take place in a well-hydrated cell. And there is a technology that health practitioners have been using that actually can measure how much hydration occurs extracellularly and intracellularly. So you want a properly hydrated cell that's intracellular. That's what it means. You don't want it outside the cells. And as if you're sick or as you age, you have a higher percentage of water that's extracellular. It doesn't even make it into the cells. So in a sense, the cells are dehydrated. And the way you can increase proper water content within cells, proper hydration and proper information, is by structuring water. Now, you can buy expensive equipment. I mean, I've looked at, you know, technologies that structure water, and they're quite pricey. So to have an ability to structure water in an inexpensive manner that can have that beneficial effect for us and for healing and for rejuvenation and for all of the reasons we want to drink water, I think is a great idea. You know, I think it's affordable then.
Yeah, it's affordable and it's available for everyone, right? It's not, you don't, like you said, some of those mechanisms can be quite pricey to structure water, but this is, you know, the Flashka water bottle is something everyone can own.
So how much does it retail for?
Depending upon the size, we have a couple of different sizes. The portable sizes, we have a half liter size and then a 3/4 liter size, and there's different sleeve options. So anywhere from our grip sleeve, which is more of a silicone sleeve, is like $28.50 for the half liter. Our cork sleeve, which is a very popular sleeve for the water bottle, because it's, again, very natural, right? So people really enjoy the cork sleeve. Plus, we have either the Emoto crystal symbols on the outside of the sleeve, or we have a flower of life on the outside of the sleeve, and those retail for $36.95 for the half liter. They're a couple dollars more for the three quarter liter, but our more popular sizes is the half liter. I actually use the half liter every day and have for the last 8 years. My same water bottle for the last 8 years, so it's been wonderful.
Well, that is affordable. So what have you noticed by drinking this water, or what have you heard from some of the other customers who have been using the flask or bottle?
Well, personally, I've always been a big water drinker, thankfully. So for whatever reason, and maybe that's, you know, it's funny how we talk about how everything happens for a reason, and like I said, I've never really gravitated to the sodas and the different things we can buy at the convenience stores. I've always been a big, you know, water drinker, and you know, when I got introduced to Flaska, it was, like I said, you know, all things happen for a reason, I believe, and so it was meant to be a part of my life, and but what I've noticed, right, since I've started drinking it, I was healthy. I've always been very healthy, but I just feel I feel more energy, right? I don't get worn, worn down at points during the day. I stay very energized, and I'll drink. I'm probably an extreme. I think the research says that like a male who is in his 50s should be drinking like 2.5 liters of water a day. I probably drink closer to 5 liters of water a day, only because I enjoy drinking out of my Flaska bottle so much. But I feel, like I said, it's more the energy. I feel like my thinking is sharper because of staying better hydrated, and again, that energy and that information in my cells, right, as we talked about. And so I've had noticeable differences that were, of course, when I got into this, I didn't know that I was going to see or feel. And since I've been with Flaska, I definitely, again, that's why I don't go anywhere without my Flaska water bottle. It's always by my side. As I mentioned, you know, the people that have bought, I have never once, and this is truly amazing to me, I've never once had a person that has bought a Flaska water bottle said that they want to return it, that it doesn't do anything for them, that it doesn't do what we say it does as far as, making the water feel crisper, cleaner, making people feel better. It's amazing to me that can happen, because in this day and age, right, we all buy stuff online and then we return it, right? I've never once had anyone ask for a return for something. The only time they have asked for a return is, oops, I ordered the small bottle and I wanted to order the larger bottle. But some of the comments I hear is I had a person out in California that was seeing a doctor out in California, and she was using she was drinking well water, and then she started getting bottled water, but she started drinking out of a Flaska bottle. It just changed. She must have bought over 100 bottles for her friends. It changed the way she felt. It changed her health overall. She would send me emails about how thankful she was about finding Flaska and me bringing Flaska to the United States, and how it's changed her life and the lives of her friends, and she was an elderly lady, but it really made a difference. I mean, it's really there is a certain part of you have to believe involve yourselves in the science of water, because it really, there is an aspect to that that really benefits, right, as you're getting into and understanding structured water. You know, there's always something there to be said about belief, right? If we believe in something, right, it's something that's going to benefit us. The mind works in wonderful ways, but it's true that, and again, it's been proven through scientific study that, you know, this water just is, structured water is just so much better for us than unstructured water in so many different ways.
And I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, but we talk about structuring water, but you can actually structure any liquid. You can put juice in there, right? You can put any liquid substance. Hopefully it's a healthy one, like we're not talking soda. But if you can put, you know, some healthy forms of juices, then you're structuring those things as well.
Yeah.
Correct? So it's more than just putting water in there.
Yeah, we came out with, just recently, we came out with a beautiful glass fruit bowl and when you put, like, it's for, like, to set on your table and then put, like, fruit into it for, you know, almost like as a centerpiece for your table. But if you put fruit in that bowl and you have fruit that's not in the bowl, and you taste the fruit, you will notice a difference in the way the fruit tastes, because the bowl is actually structuring the water within the fruit. We just came out with, and I just put it up on my website, our new teacup. So, you know, people that like hot teas, they can use our teacup. And I've actually sold to vineyards our crafts that they will use those for, they'll pour the wine into the flask of carafes before they, for their wine tasting, because it enhances the structure of the water within the wine, and it actually enhances, it gets their wine a little better flavor than maybe it would straight out of their bottle. And so you're absolutely right, right? It's not just water itself, you know, juices and teas and you know, good healthy beverages can definitely benefit from using the Flaska product.
I love the idea of having a bowl that is programmed. And I just have to go back to this concept, which is so fascinating. So silica, which is silica crystals, which is what creates our computers, right? It's like, because silica is, it holds information. And so this unique technology, this orgone technology that, however, Max was introduced to it in Slovenia, is quite profound. It's, you know, it's amazing, actually, because, as you were explaining, it, by directing this frequency, by programming the silica, the crystal that makes glass, by programming that crystal, the glass, which is now in the form of a flask or a bowl or a teacup, whatever, is holding the information of properly, that allows for proper structuring of water, because that information, water will absorb information, and it will absorb any information, which is what we started with, you know, in the Dr. Emoto. It can absorb negative information. Actually, I program my water all the time. I have a Chinese card that says the greatest love, and it's in Chinese figures and, you know, Chinese calligraphy. And I sit my water vase on top of that card, and I'm programming my water with the frequency of greatest love, and I drink it. You know, there are lots of ways to program water. You can just put it in the sun and it's programming water.
Mm-hmm.
But when you have a chance to program fruit, so you put fruit in a bowl that is emitting this frequency that allows fruit, which is mostly water, to be structured,
mm-hmm.
then you're eating the fruit as another way to properly and efficiently hydrate the body, which is, I guess, why Maxi Strawberries got so big and juicy and delicious, because it was giving that fruit the right information to enhance optimal functioning. And so you can be hydrated by eating fruit or vegetables, which are mostly water, that have been properly structured as we once did when we had water out of free-flowing rivers rather than pipes. So that's pretty fascinating right there, that you could be eating your fruit or your vegetables, whatever you put in that bowl, and the information is conveyed, that frequency is conveyed to the very structure and molecules of water in all your fruit or vegetables. That's cool.
Yeah, it is. When we came out with that, it's fascinating, and it's amazing because, again, I got a few people to try it and use the fruit bowl, and it's really starting to really take off because people are seeing that it's, like you said, you're not only getting the water right from the fruit, but you're now getting the benefits of like the vitamin C and the other things from eating the fruit. So it's extra, you know, extra benefits. You mentioned about the negative right influence right we can have on water as well, right? Because Dr. Emoto's studies, the one thing that we do with our glass water bottles to kind of protect the water from the negative energies, because if I'm having a bad day and my water bottle is sitting there next to me, right, I could be projecting negative influence into my water. But we engrave three symbols into the glass. We etch them into the glass, and those three symbols, which they help in the quality of the management and the monitoring of the structure of the water. They make the water structuring more efficient. So that's why in 10 minutes, the water is becoming very structured. And then the other one kind of protects the vibration and the energy that the bottle is putting into the water. And so even though I may be having a negative period during my day, right, the bottle, we're trying to protect that water as much as possible from those negative energies around us. And unfortunately today there's a lot of negative energies out there. And so I'll take a big drink of water after I'm having a bad time, just because I want to get that fulfillment of the water to hopefully bring me back down and to not having a bad day.
Or just wherever you go to take it outside, there's all sorts of frequencies going on. What are the symbols engraved in the glass?
One of them's a kind of a cosmogram that it looks like a Mandela type symbol. The other symbol is more of a rectangular symbol that Max he was backpack hiking in Venezuela, and he came across, I forget the story exactly, but he came across this village of this elderly individual that was you know, he had this symbol. They had this symbol that was just a symbol of energy, and he took the symbol, and we use that as an engraving on our glass. And it's just, you know, like I said, those symbols just they just, you know, help to the enhancement of that of the structure of the water within the glass.
I mean, that's a great idea, because we know, it, like with Dr. Emoto's work, if you put symbols on the glass, then it is a frequency, and it's conveyed into the through into the frequency of the water. So to have a permanent healing symbol or symbols engraved in the glass, that's already creating a structure. You're just maintaining the right frequency and right information of that water. Well, you know, water is just so incredible. It's, you know, it's just so much more than what we have ever thought. It's a living being that is critical for all of life. And if you do not have the ability to create structured water, I'm told that when you're born, you have the ability to structure water as an infant, but we lose it because of exposure to stress and toxicity over time, that we don't have that ability to create the structure of water that we need for our health. So this is why it's such a fascinating topic, and why what you are bringing to the U.S. from this discovery, this creation out of Slovenia, is quite exceptional, I think. And it's affordable, and I do think everyone who's listening to this should actually buy one of your, you know, glasses or flasks or bowl, whatever, because there is nothing more important than to have living, vibrant, structured water in every single cell of your body. You cannot be healthy. You cannot heal and recover. You cannot have vitality. You can have higher states of consciousness if you do not have the quality of that water, of that structured water, in every single cell of your body. It's just one of those secrets of health and vitality and, I believe, higher states of consciousness. You have to be properly hydrated, and you have to have proper structured water in the cell, not just adequate water. You know, you have to have the structured water in your cell. So I love what you're doing, Brian. I think it's quite profound. And if anyone is really interested and wants to know more, they can go to your website, which is Flaska, or Flaska, we say here, FLASKA.US. Or, you know, people should do their own research or listen to some of the archive shows that I have done with Tom Cowan, who wrote a book, The New Biology of Water, Cancer and the New Biology of Water, which is right there, tells you how important water is for healing. And interviews I've done with Robert Slovak on his reverse osmosis and Kintan marine plasma that Robert Slovak introduced into the U.S. I mean, there's just lots and lots of important information out there that I encourage everyone to check into, because there's nothing more next to breathing, next to breathing for life, it's water. Right?
Absolutely.
So in the last couple of minutes of our show, Brian, what else would you like to share with us?
I encourage, again, it's about, right, it's about our health and well-being and nature, right? We have an earth to protect. We have, you know, we don't need to be throwing plastic bottles into the, you know, the landfills. This is a very sustainable product, right, that you can use over and over and over again, and you can travel with it. You can take it with you. You always have structured water with you. But, you know, even if you're not able to afford this, I encourage you to, you know, even drink, you know, make sure you're drinking more water and drinking enough water. Because, like you mentioned, Dr. Selman, this water is next to breathing, is really so important, and we've lost sight of that. We've truly lost sight of that, about how important water is to ourselves and to our health and our well-being and our thinking and everything the body does, right, to stay alive. It's really all about water, and I just want to encourage people to drink more water and to put away the sodas and all that other stuff that you can buy in the in those convenience stores, and just pick up a nice cold glass of water and have that in the afternoon instead.
And the caveat, I would say, do not drink water out of the tap. So
yep.
Even if you buy right. these Brita filters, if you can't afford a reverse osmosis system, then, you know, Brita, but never drink water out of the tap. And you have to even be careful with water and plastic bottles, because we know the plastic is leaching the phenolate and other chemicals into the water, which is, in this case,
yeah.
an estrogen disruptor. So glass is really your preferred way. And, you know, to me, it makes a lot of sense to get a glass bottle. And if you're going to get a glass bottle, get one that has this unique property of creating structured water. It's, you know, kind of a obvious thing as you learn more about how important structured water is. So, you know, thanks so much, Brian, for, you know, you found your mission. Little did you know that you would be on this this path you are on, and this healing purpose and mission. And I can say for all of us who have passion for water and for structured water, we're very grateful that you've taken it on. So it sounds like you're doing well with it and introducing more and more people to this amazing yet simple vehicle to create the most healing form of water we can possibly be drinking.
Absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Tillman, for having me on your show. It's very much appreciated.
You're so welcome. And for all of you listening, we've been having this great conversation. If you want to learn more, go to flaska.us. That's flaska.us. Learn about these amazing water bottles and bowls, and understand the importance of structured water. I would say get that half-liter bottle and for 20 whatever dollars, and just drink it out of that. Just put your pure water in it, and it will be a profound healing vehicle for you. So, the elixir of life. So until next time, hope you'll be joining me. And remember, go to my Facebook page, What Women Must Know, like me there, and I'll send you all of the archive shows. And until next week, remember to always honor the wisdom of your feminine self. Bye for now.